I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. When it comes to books and reading, I am definitely a hunter-gatherer. My sustenance comes from these activities. But every once in a while, I bag a trophy. The best are first novels by young writers. The Fever Tree by Jennifer McVeigh is the latest in a long line of trophies I have collected. Francis Irvine is the only child of a prosperous businessman in London. His deceased wife was a member of the wealthy Hamilton family who disowned her when she married the Irish Mr. Irvine against their wishes. Mr. Irvine began a furniture business and did quite well, but he lost all his money in the Panic of 1873. He had borrowed and invested in the Northern Pacific Railway, which went bankrupt due to poor management. He died, leaving Francis penniless and without any family save a cousin in Manchester who agreed to take Francis in as a governess to her children. However, there was an alternative. Dr. Matthews, 3 years older than Francis, was heading out to Kimberley in South Africa to begin a medical practice. From an early age, he had a crush on Francis, so he proposed marriage to her father, and he agreed. However, Francis was a city girl, and the thought of moving to Africa did not appeal to her at all. Faced with the squalid life her cousin offered her, she decided to accept Matthews and move to Kimberley. After all her father's property was sold at auction, she had barely enough money for steamer passage. She had to give up all her finery, and she set out for a rendezvous with a fate she bitterly decried. She made friends with two other immigrants, also poor and penniless, and a handsome stranger is also on the ship. He charms Francis, who promptly falls deeply in love. She hopes Mr. Westbrook can rescue her from what she perceives as an awful marriage. McVeigh has accurately captured the sounds and sights and characters of the 19th century. In this passage, Francis has been summoned by her mother's brother. She hopes her uncle will take her into his house. McVeigh writes, "Francis caught sight of herself in the gold-crested mirror over the fireplace. She regretted standing up. Her uncle would take it as a sign of bad breeding. Beneath the eagle with his wings unfurling, the dark convex glass threw a distorted impression back at her. Sparks of red hair swirled away from her in dense curls, and the narrow, angular lines of her face warped so that her mouth twisted with bitterness. Her Irish blood was too visible for her uncle's liking, reminding him of everything her mother had given away, and she wondered whether he would be happy never to see her again. So you won't have me?" I've always had a soft spot for red-haired women and 19th century women writers. Now I have a soft spot for Frances Irvine. Jennifer McVeigh's The Fever Tree is a delightful read. But caution, she departs from traditional 19th century literature in a few explicit scenes of you-know-what. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. You'll find the Contact Us link on the homepage of kwbu.org.